Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Hate it or love it, we're right back here on Fesco and Dusty. Matt Camone, our executive producer, with us as well. The full band of Cody and Gold back, and we will have Drew Nixon today on the roundtable. Will Drew Nixon bend the knee?
It's getting close. I know he in our group text last night, this is how losers speak, right?
Oh.
Well, I'm just being honest with you, Drew, Bengal fan. He goes, you know, it really benefits the Bengals if we let hurts the Bengals if we let the Broncos win this weekend. Part of me's like, I mean, part of me's like, nah, screw that.
Nah, whatever. Maybe Alex Gold can explain this.
She's such a smooth ride.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
She's such a smooth ride.
Gotta go, Alex.
She's such a smooth ride.
I can explain this because I will always self-deprecate myself. Boy, was I wrong. If they beat Baltimore tonight, they will win that division.
Well,
that was quick.
Well, you're
if they beat Baltimore tonight, they will win that division.
You're not wrong because you said if they beat Baltimore. They win. They didn't beat Baltimore,
so it's done.
She's such a smooth ride.
Yeah, that's not wrong.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
You said if.
Yeah.
And they didn't, and so it's done.
Yeah.
Stay focused, Dusty.
Yes, yeah. Mitch Holtis, I promise. We were kind of going through the X or the Twitter world, and you stumbled upon what I and Alex Gold and some others have stumbled upon about the 2024 NFL season.
Yeah.
Taken away.
Yeah, there's Brian McCarthy, who runs PR for the NFL, tweets a lot of like interesting stuff every once in a while. And, you know, we live in a world where we think every game should be 35-0. That's just not the case with the Chiefs or with the NFL.
Real quick, do you think that's because the talent is getting more equal?
On both sides of the ball, you mean? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Look at what the Chiefs have done. I mean,
right.
The talent on defense is just as good, if not better, than the talent on offense, right?
Yeah, I just figured that's why that would define like
why
the
league is just constantly changing, guys. Like it's never going to be the
that's
same.
That's why you bring in Norv Turner.
Yeah, that's exactly.
You know.
Oh, jeez. All right. In an ever-changing league, Norv Turner's going to run our offense now.
It's like
guy ran the wishbone.
It's like what's his face, Mark Davis, instead of like being smart, he just went into the phone booth that Bill and Ted took and
got Napoleon
to explain their history project. Here's Norv Turner to tell us what our offense is. You need to run the wishbone.
What did you expect the Raiders to like that? That to me, I look at that organization right now. They're never going to get out of their own way. We'll be dead and gone before the Raiders do anything ever again. It is unbelievably awful. But Norvell Turner is the guy that you chose to be the steadying for whatever you want to say, bad decision. But anyway,
this league constantly changing, right?
And so the 24 NFL season is the most competitive NFL season to date. This league's been around 104 years, 105 years, or whatever it's been. 75 games have been decided by 7 points or fewer, and 65 of those games by 6 points or less, both the most through week 9 in NFL history. So when we're sitting here saying, why aren't we blowing these teams out? Why aren't we blowing teams out? Perspective, right? Perspective all the time. I tell, you know, a lot of people, like, your perception is your version of the truth. And you know, how you perceive things, how you believe things, that's your version of the truth. And people believe that, oh, my God, Patrick Mahomes isn't playing great this year. And the Chiefs, you know, that something is wrong with their team offensively. And then you look at the facts and you look at the evidence and you go, oh, they're doing exactly what the rest of this league is doing. This league is a close league. This league, and I say it all the time, no matter how bad the Raiders are or how bad the Panthers or the Giants are or these bottom feeders are, you're about four players away from being really good in the NFL.
Yeah, he also gives a little bit more deep cuts or little stat nuggets to the dish because we had a topic the other day, last week, I think it was, why blowouts aren't happening, right? It's the closest games have been in a season.
Yeah.
Some of that could be because they've gone back in time to like go back to what the NFL used to be. First off, the kickoff rule that we all hate is going nowhere.
Right.
And I'll tell you why, because 60% increase in kick returns this year. That's a 66% increase through this first 9 weeks of the season.
Isn't that wild? Kicking.
So like where you think they just keep bombing out of the end zone, you're very wrong.
Yeah.
Because it's up and it's way up.
Well, I had no idea it was up that much.
Well, could I give some context though? 66% of what was 8%.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's be clear. Right, you're up now to 10 or 12%. You're not up to this 50, 60%
margin.
It's working.
Which means if the NFL finds something that works, they stick with it.
Yeah, I think.
Or in 5 years, they tinker with it. 45.4 points per game. That's the highest average through week 9 since 2021. And then it was 46.8. Passer ratings are the fifth highest mark through week 9 in NFL history. 91.7, which means people are finding out that it's better to be consistent than it is to be, maybe more like a gambler.
Yeah, as you get through these numbers, I want to get back to that passer rating and explain why it's higher than it's ever been.
Yeah. The other three stats, 65.3 completion percentage, which is the third highest percentage, 245.1 rushing yards per game. That's the most through week 9 since 1990.
Ooh.
They are running the football
again. The running back
again,
is back, baby.
Which is hilarious and ironic because last year they almost got a committee together with Austin Eckler and company that said, we're being disrespected with our paychecks. Hold on, because they're becoming relevant once again.
And didn't Carolina just, drop a cool 50 mil on a running back in the last 2 days?
Detroit did the same thing. They are going double tandem. The Chiefs might be doing the same thing with Thunder and Thunder. No Lightning, just Pacheco and Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
And then another one to finish it off, 4.49 rushing yards per attempt. The second highest average through week 9 in NFL history, only trailing 2022. So again, rushing yards are up, rushing attempts are up. Now again, there's a lot more mobile quarterbacks, Drake May, Bo Nix, Lamar Jackson. Those guys are running the ball too, so that helps.
Yeah, sure.
But also, teams are using dual threat running backs. Teams are leaning on their running. Like, Derrick Henry's the leading rusher in the NFL. It's 2024. He's been around since 2014, it seems.
It's safer, less mistakes. A lot less mistakes in running the football than there are in throwing the football. And that goes back to the passer rating being the fifth highest mark and the completion percentage being one of the highest of all time, because we're throwing the ball a lot less. We don't have to make these big throws. We don't have to make these big plays. We don't have to make these big moments on every single play, because when you run the football, it makes it so much easier to throw the football. And there's now high percentage throws, high percentage routes that are being run. Like, the running game, guys, opens everything up to be so much better from an offensive standpoint. And now teams are gearing up to stop the run, and that's why at this point in the year, now you can go over the top a little bit. Everybody's trying to stop the run. Boom, DeAndre Hopkins. Boom, Xavier Worthy. Boom, Travis Kelce over the top, because everybody knows you've got to stop the run in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. For those who missed it, we asked the question, the hypothetical of what happens first, Trent McDuffie interception or fill in the blank. This one says, what's first, McDuffie interception or Kelce becomes a dad?
Ooh.
Wow.
The other one's really funny. What happens first, a McDuffie interception or Norv Turner getting into a nursing home? Maybe that's the poll question Wednesday.
Yeah, that's it.
What happens first, Trent McDuffie interception or other? Whatever your
fill
other
in the
is.
Blank. Yeah.
I don't know, man. Kelce, dad, I'm going to say.
I think so, too.
Wow.
Yeah. I think we're going to see a nice little family soon.
Yeah. Gosh, that would be awesome.
I mean, there's a lot of people rooting for that in Kansas City.
I'm
like Dana and all her friends, right? Yeah.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
In reference to why the NFL stats are the way they are today, it's not because of what you said. It's because, no, it's the deep safeties.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Let me tell you something.
She's such a smooth ride.
Ryan at Cactus at 159th. Get the Classe Azul ready. I'm coming in early today.
Oh, it is Friday.
Oh, man. No, it's the deep safety.
I had to, man. I couldn't resist.
Oh, no, it's so great.
It's like, don't do it, Dusty. Don't do it, Dusty. Don't do it.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I did it.
Well, actually, it's, the deep safety.
Jeez, man. Awesome. I love it.
Interception or a game where Kelce doesn't have a catch?
Ooh, that's a good one, too. You guys are on it today.
Yeah. Red Friday. Apparently, somebody says PETA's going to be at the game on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
They're worried about a beaten Bronco.
That's good, too. I do like that. That's really funny.
I was behind you yesterday on the highway, and I couldn't believe you were a Broncos fan.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got one on the back of your car.
That's right. No, I've had people. I told you that story. I can't believe you live in Kansas City. You drive Bronco.
It's ridiculous.
It is. Yep. It's the two safeties. That's right.
That's not a cheese blanket. That is a wet blanket right there.
Well, this is weird. What happens first? Trent McDuffie interception or Dusty gets domesticated? I become an animal on a farmland? That'd be weird, dude.
It's super weird, bro.
Over here is the pasture. To your left is a former radio host now
just chained out here
up in the field
hay.
Just eating wheat because he said something about a wheat war. Is he in a diaper? He is.
Yeah.
Man, McDuffie interception or the referees do not help the Chiefs?
They never help the Chiefs. I've not seen the referees help the Chiefs one time.
Somebody asked what was more impressive, the flu game or Dusty's throat show?
The flu game.
Okay. I don't know, man.
It's playing in an NFL game. I know he lost, but
I had another one of those hot toddy / teas.
I had
last
one
night.
Last night, too.
Dude,
it's a game changer.
I was out, man. It was like I watched that game. It took so much out of me that I was like, man, that was exhilarating final like 2 minutes. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Started up. And then I put a little single barrel. What is that? Four Roses.
Now, Four Roses is good.
Little
yeah.
splash of that. Little honey, little tea, little lemon. Soaked all together, stirred up. Was like, hello, good night.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, boy. He's starting the music. That means we're late to the cover, too. Mac, what are you covering this weekend?
How did you know? I'm going to do Bucks Niners. It's one of my cover twos. It's a great matchup. If the Niners
such a smooth ride.
Come on, man.
Okay.
If the Niners lose this game,
someone said I was going to get domesticated, dude. Do you know how that makes me feel?
You're like,
I'm scared as hell now to leave. I'm going to have that like pig lady from Saw inject my neck. I'm going to wake up to a guy being like, hello, Dusty.
You're coming up to the fence.
For years, you've had horrible takes.
Is it Tuesday? Yeah. Go to Alvarado's. Please come back.
Yeah.
Bring me tacos.
Yeah.
Domesticated.
Yeah, dude. So domesticated.
So when's Dusty getting married? Is that what you're wanting to know, right?
Oh, married to the farm. All right, anyways, cover two, Mac.
Bucks Niners. If the Niners lose this game, I really start to question if they can make the playoffs. They'd be right around that 500 mark. And after this, the Niners have Seattle, Green Bay, the Bills, the Bears, and the Rams. Like, that's a tough schedule.
That's a hell of a road to hoe.
It is. And then you to juxtapose that, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if they win this game, or even if they lose this game at 4-6, they play the Giants, the Panthers, the Raiders, the Chargers, and the Cowboys. This Bucs season is not over, folks. If they are able to win in San Francisco, this team has a real shot to make the playoffs. So I'm marking that. This game is massive for both teams.
Mm.
And then Jets and Cardinals. The Jets are already done, but a loss would just kind of put this to bed. Like Aaron Rodgers could just be done playing.
Mm.
Devontae Adams could just be done. This would be nice. So, yep, let's go Kyler Murray.
Before we get into Bob's cover, too, a few more. McDuffie interception or Aaron Rodgers taking over-the-counter medication?
No, how about a McDuffie interception or Aaron Rodgers admitting he's the problem?
Duffy interception or Dusty pays his debt to Sean Barber? Dude, whenever Sean wants to meet me or meet a place, I'll bring it for him. It's a bottle of Blanton's. It's whenever you want it. Anyways, your cover, too.
Well, I'm going to be covering most of the parking lot this weekend because I'll be out there. So, but I think Philly-Dallas is the only really good late game this weekend, other than the 7 o'clock game. We'll get to that in a second. But
explain to me how that's a good game.
Which one?
Philly-Dallas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I will explain to you how a good game, because I want to see how bad Philly kicks their
ass.
Yeah.
Kick it so hard that Jerry melts.
Oh.
Okay? That's what I want to see. I want to see just an ass-kicking down there in Dallas. So that's why I think it's a good one. So we'll be watching that game, probably the second half when we get home. And then I'm going to be looking forward to the night game, Detroit versus Houston. I think it's a good test for the Texans, right? We can find out how legit a team they really are by how they play Detroit. If they beat Detroit, oh my God, we're talking about can they beat the Chiefs, right? If they play Detroit close, we're like maybe Detroit's been exposed by the Texans defense. So I think there's a lot on the line for the Houston Texans this weekend by how they play the Detroit Lions. So I'm excited for that game on Sunday night. Those are the two ones that I'm kind of looking at.
Nice. Love that.
My cover two,
I don't know if it's like super simplistic, but Pittsburgh, Washington.
That's a noon game, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Better believe it. It's the game of the week, in my opinion. Mike Tomlin prize on rookie quarterbacks. Jalen Daniels has maybe a lot to prove. Washington really hasn't had a big win over a big team. Pittsburgh, as at least right now, is a big team record wise.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whatever it may be. I know Baltimore is a half game lead because technically they've played more games, they have more wins, but it's 6-3, 7-3, however you want to look at it with that record. But it gives so much in this game, right? You have the story that is Washington. Who's the real team, right? Is Pittsburgh a team that you can take seriously? Russell Wilson. Can he actually keep it together? He's been fine.
He's been
right?
good, yeah.
There's been a reason why they've kind of like tuned him in to kind of take over once he was fully healthy, which maybe he wasn't fully healthy, but he's been okay. They've also given him a target, Mike Williams. We'll see how he's incorporated this week. But again, this game has so much, right? Jaden Daniels, right? Or Jalen Daniels, Washington's quarterback, rookie of the year candidate, running away with it. Dan, I can't think of his name. Dan, their coach.
Campbell.
Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn, backwards hat guy. Can he continue to be the coach of the year? Can he keep Washington there? This, to me, right now, is a team of two equals. I think Washington is a good team. I don't know how good of a playoff team they are. I think Pittsburgh is a good team. I don't know how good of a playoff team and a threat they can possibly be. Who's going to take that next step? It's also a game in which you could probably see a T.J. Watt Defensive Player of the Year event happen, where it's like Daniels just met T.J. Watt for the first time on the NFL field and realized who he really is. T.J. Watt could take away this game very quickly. This is one of those Defensive Player of the Year T.J. Watt games. The other one that I'm covering.
Didn't you say, real quick before you go to your next one, like Tomlin is like 32-4 against rookie quarterbacks?
I think it's 27-4, something like that, when it comes to like facing rookie
quarterbacks. He just destroys rookies.
Yeah, it was like J-Mac or Colin Cowherd. J-Mac brought that up with Cowherd on Wednesday because he also like loves this game, loves Pittsburgh and the spread. I think Pittsburgh's like a 2.5-point
dog. Yeah, plus 2.5.
I'm staying away from this game. Maybe take the under. I don't know. Washington's got a good defense. Pittsburgh, decent defense. The other thing that I'm covering is the Germany game. I know it's nobody that really cares about, right? I understand that it's Carolina and New York, but I'm watching it for all the wrong reasons. One, I love early football on a Sunday. It makes, especially when you have a noon game, because red zone this week, for me at least, is irrelevant. I'm not going to watch.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Watch it after the noon game of the Chiefs, and I'm not going to watch it during the noon game because I'm going to be watching the Chiefs. So red zone's out.
Right.
So I'll get a little bit of love with this Germany game. Not really caring. It's like a train wreck, right? I'm watching two bad teams with two bad quarterbacks with two decently bad head coaches. I don't know about Daboll being a bad coach, but
I like Daboll. Yeah.
I don't think you can tell where Brian Daboll is as a head coach, and he is saddled with poop.
Right. Yeah. And so really the only thing is I'll be covering is my cover two for that game is breakfast.
because mimosas start at 10 a.m. and I got breakfast. So Sunday, baby, it's mimosa time. Chiefs play at noon. Crack that bubbly open and then, you know, get a little precept of what it is to the early game in Germany.
How long are you going to watch that Germany game?
I mean, I'll wake up at like probably 8:30.
It'll be on.
Because that's like sleeping in for 4 hours for us, which is hard to believe. But yeah, waking up at 8:30 is a 4 hour sleep in. So like I'll be up and ready to go. It'll be on, you know, who knows, you know, just kind of watch that and be like, all right, I've been in the garage once. Mm-hmm. Need to go to Hy-Vee and get something for breakfast at halftime. Yeah. Halftime's what, 10 o'clock?
Yeah, probably. Well, 8:30, about 10 o'clock.
Little brunch action, and then all of a sudden the Chiefs start noon.
Chiefs start, yeah, you've already eaten. And
Miller High Life gets cracked.
Yeah, you had your breakfast and you're ready to go, man. So I love that. I'm so excited it's a noon game this weekend.
I was just about to say, I love a noon game.
So excited for the noon game, and I know, like, we're taking the girls as well, and they're like, we got to get up at what time? I'm like, yeah, we're leaving at 5:30. Okay, sorry, bus leaves at 6.
But you'll also be home. By 4:30.
Well, that's what they said. When do you think we'll be home? I go, probably about 5. I said 5 o'clock just for argument's sake by the time you get out and all that kind of stuff. 5, because we're going to be gone that long all day. I go, yeah, this is a big day.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.